This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2014 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm with Dean Vogel in the booth of Rotax, and Dean's with Lockwood Aviation, who maintains and distributes Rotax engines. Dean, here at Sun and Fun Rotax, and introduce what is essentially a new model, but is really an upgrade of the 912IS, which was introduced a couple years ago. We've been talking about some of the upgrades on it and what they do. Give us a rundown on it.
Okay, yes, it is, and by the way, Rotax is considering it a new engine. They call it the Sport, and the reason is because what they've done and made some changes to optimize the engine for use with sport aircraft. And the reason for that is because the sport aircraft all have to run with a fixed-pitch propeller. That means a different torque curve works better, and the ULS has always been strong in that area. The IS was a little bit weak at the RPM where you would typically be doing takeoff and climb. So the IS isn't quite as strong there as the ULS is. They address that with the IS Sport. What they've done is they've changed the geometry of the airbox itself. They've given it more volume. So actually, for installations, if it's important, it's 27 millimeters deeper. So it's just slightly over an inch taller standing up off the top of the engine. Made out of aluminum. It's got tuned tubes in it for helping the volumetric efficiency of the engine. So as a result, the torque curve, much, much better. I mean, it outperforms the ULS when it comes to the torque curve.
And if we're looking at the torque curve here, we're looking at about 15 to 20 pounds of foot-pounds of difference.
More. Yeah, about somewhere in the vicinity of 15 foot-pounds more at the typical RPM for static RPM, you know, max power sitting on the ground, sitting still, say 5,200 RPM, something like that. So, yeah, we're about 15 foot-pounds higher than the IS engine.
Now, with the original airbox, were there flow or resonance issues in there that they've addressed?
Well, it was a smaller box, and it was, I mean, it worked fine for what it was doing because you've got an engine control that's setting up the engine for whatever it's got to work with. But the induction wasn't tuned, and what they've done now with this new box is that they tuned it to actually improve the volumetric efficiency of the air flowing into the combustion chamber, so that just gives you more torque. A couple of other little things that they addressed were connections of the spark plug wires to the ignition coils. Instead of a snap-on, now they're a threaded prong like they were on the carbureted engines. A much more solid fit, more reliable. They don't have to worry about vibration issues. They've also addressed we had some vibration issues with the temperature and pressure sensors on the back of the airbox. If they vibrated, they could confuse one of the ECUs. So they put a bracket on there so that those connectors are all tied down and immobilized. Problem's gone. Now, this also change also means there's a change to the software in the ECU. So they're doing an exchange program where they're changing out the ECUs so that when a kit is done on an airplane, then the software matches up with it. Speaking of the kit, Rotax is offering a kit that allows you to retrofit a previously delivered IS engine with this new equipment. So the whole assembly on top of the engine, not including the fuel injectors, of course, but the airbox, the intake manifolds, the ignition coils, that is all replaceable on the engine, and they are offering that kit for free until the end of October for anybody that already has an IS engine.
And what are we looking at here? A couple hours of labor to change
it? It'll be something approaching a day of labor. All installations are different. I mean, some airplanes, you know, you take the top cowl off and you got the access to everything you need, and you can do it pretty quickly and pretty easily. And that'll be, you know, maybe like a 6-hour job or something like that. If you've got something that's a challenging one, I'm not trying to pick on the airplane, but say it was on a C-Ray with the cowling that enshrouds the whole engine, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, now you got more time spent just getting at the engine to do the retrofit. But it's still going to be something in the realm of about a day of labor to get the project done. Yeah.
And no implications here for power, but some improvements in fuel economy.
Yeah. Definitely. This engine is even a little more fuel efficient than the IS just because the torque is better. And we don't have any real world comparisons yet with the IS. It'll be interesting if we can get one on an air cam, for instance, because we have two ISs on that now. So we'll see what we end up with for fuel economy on it. But depending upon where you set your power setting, it should be identical to the IS.
And how about new engines coming out of the Rotax factory? Are they going to carry this improvement?
Yeah, Rotax says that they are going to have serialized production of engines in this configuration starting about mid-May. And then Kodiak, the distributor for the United States, is saying that starting about that time, any engines that come through here, they're just going to retrofit engines if they're the original IS. They don't plan on even handling anything but the IS Sport.
What about price of the engines? Does it change that?
That hasn't become clear just yet. After October, they said that the kit for the retrofit kit that we were just talking about is going to be something in the vicinity of about $1,800 after that point in time. They haven't said anything about what the delta in price would be between the straight IS and the IS Sport. I'm not sure they figured that out yet.
And any effect on weight?
It's a wash. Same weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for the briefing, Dean.
No problem, Paul. Thanks for coming.
We've been speaking with Dean Vogel of Lockwood Aviation. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2014. Thanks for listening.